Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In more Zika news, United Airlines is allowing pregnant flight attendants and pilots and any trying to become pregnant to swap out of their flights to regions affected by the Zika virus. The carrier confirms earlier today to CBS News, and they're saying that the story was first reported by Reuters, which says that Delta Airlines had been letting crew members do the same since mid-January, and a small number of crew members have opted into this and have decided not to fly to those areas. It's not really a change of policy, as they say, from Delta, but they're always monitoring external factors and stand ready to work with the crew members who may have a health concern due to the course of their illnesses. So routes to Latin America and the Caribbean are the ones that seem to be most impacted. In more Zika news, the American Red Cross asked on Wednesday for potential blood donors who have traveled to areas where Zika infection is active to wait 28 days before giving blood. That is huge, and I hope that it doesn't mean we're going to have a blood shortage. So if you're someone who hasn't traveled to that area or any of those areas, please consider donating blood right now because this is what they need. I'm B positive, and I donate blood. I try and donate every 6 months if I can. And so they're going to need blood. There's going to be a blood shortage because of this. So please, if you are somebody who hasn't been to those areas, go donate blood right now. They're going to need it. And the American Red Cross says they're dedicated to providing safest, most reliable blood products possible to patients in need. And they're monitoring the spread of the Zika virus in people who give blood and then subsequently develop symptoms. So if you've already given blood and within the 14 days of their donation, should notify the Red Cross immediately so their blood can be quarantined. In more Zika news, boy, there's a lot of it today. Florida has now declared officially a public health emergency in four counties with confirmed Zika virus cases, underscoring the increased concern in the United States. And meanwhile, health officials have added two more countries to the travel advisory for pregnant women. So first of all, Florida, it's, you know, you knew that that was coming down the pike because it's in that south area. It's near the Caribbean islands. So even though we learned yesterday that it cannot fly, mosquitoes cannot fly that far, and we learned from Dr. Corey Cross on our Healthy Children show that these mosquitoes are either coming back in the clothes of somebody, they can't fly that far over the ocean. So that's sort of one good news. However, now that there was a sexually transmitted infection because of this, so now we know that it can be transmitted through intercourse. A man that was in Venezuela and then came back and his wife came down with the illness. Now, we also really don't want to panic about this because it is absolutely not that serious unless you are a pregnant woman. Then it is very serious. Or a woman in their 20s to 40s who want to become pregnant. And there have been very rare cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, very rare, which can cause at least temporary paralysis. However, these are not documented, and so we're not panicking about older folks or children with this, but it causes flu-like symptoms, including conjunctivitis, although Dr. Cross told us yesterday that it's not the ucky kind, and it's not the icky kind, it's just a pink eye with red eyes. But now, I don't even know how many there are. Africa, Cape Verde, American Samoa, Tonga, Barbados, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, El Salvador, all of these, Haiti, Honduras, Jamaica, Martinique. These are all very common Caribbean destinations if you're somebody who goes on a cruise. The U.S. Virgin Islands, Venezuela, St. Martin, Panama. So these are all places that you want to steer clear of. And if you want more information, you can always go to cdc.gov/Zika, or you can look up the World Health Organization's recommendations on the Zika virus. The big thing is not to panic, but we're going to keep you up on the latest news. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.